So today we are reading the verse and the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam chapter 15, canto 3 and text 10. So here the fuel overload a fire to the embryo created by the semen of Kashyapa and womb of Diti has caused complete darkness throughout the universe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The darkness throughout the universe is explained herein as being the cause of the embryo created in the womb of Diti by the semen of Kashyapa. So there's not much big purport in Srila Prabhupada, so try to do. So here, In this chapter of Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, is Maitreya Muni is explaining the Bhagavatam, and Vidura is questioning, and Maitreya Muni is giving the answer because he heard everything from Krishna when Vidura through his traveling when he was. Eventually, he met Maitreya Muni, and he was. So, this is the thing, the question he asked that, but we were going through different verses. And this one, the demigods, they approach Brahma. Why there was a big darkness everywhere? Nobody can see, what's happening. They're frightened because Brahma is the creator, and Brahma can give all the answers. So they all sort of went, and they felt very afraid of what's really happening. So then Brahma was giving the answer. Then he sort of served the purport itself. The fuel embryo. So here in this verse, we can see that normally when the children are born, like in this material world, and the embryo doesn't really cause so much difficulty. And why this particular, the pregnancy has caused so much havoc? It's caused so much heat. And all the demigods and everybody was so much suffering, and they couldn't figure it out what. And so because Brahma is their creator, so they all went, and so they wanted to ask, please tell us what is the reason for it. And so then this way this purport was Srila Prabhupada also explained here, and so. So we kind of in this material world is like that, because sometimes in our this normal day to day also sometimes we feel very frightened and we don't know what to do. Then we go to father and mother and to see what's happening. Please give us. But this is beyond that. It's not a normal condition. That it happens so much, the whole creation is dark. So, the background of it is that Diti really wanted some children because she was bereaved of children, and she wanted, and the time was not right to conceive the child, and so she then pleaded, and as the Kashyapa Muni really. Gave her the knowledge. This is not the time. This is not an auspicious time. Please hold on. But she was kind of insisting. No, I need to have children because her sisters all had children, and she was really not satisfied with the answer her husband was giving. So she was really pushing on. What am I going to do? So eventually, Kashyapa Muni also didn't use his the power, because he's a very powerful. Very powerful, yogi, but he gave in. So this way, the child was born, and it is very difficult. But demon, how did they come here? they took shelter, because once we know, if we look back in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see that when the four Kumaras, they are the first children of Brahma, and they were so pure, and they were coming to Vaikuntha to take a darshan of the Lord. And that's where the Jaya and Vijaya was a gatekeeper for the Vaikuntha. And so when they were coming, and they were sort of, as they were, the Kumaras were coming forward, and they were sort of feeling so great, this is, you know, this is the Lord's abode, and it's so wonderful. And then they went to, when I was crossing the seventh gate, they could smell the tulsi from Lord's feet, and they were feeling, but then there was joy, and Vijaya was just, you know, had stick, and they wanted to cross, and then Joy and Vijaya just put the stick that, no, we cannot go. And they were very, very angry. And, you know, and then eventually when Krishna came, and he also got, yes, I'm hearing their kind of a behavior. Now I think they need to, they need to vanish from here. And Jaya and Vijaya also fell in their, you know, in their, actually really felt sorry that they have done this, you know, they cause offense to the great devotees. And so he said, no, you have to go back, to go to the material world, and you have to take a bath as a demon. And they said, but what happened afterwards? They said, oh no, eventually after for birth, you will come back. They said, okay, as long as we can come back, we don't mind. So that's why they are vanished. And that's how Kashyapa Muni also didn't have his, you know, power to the whatever, you know, she was asking for. He just gave in, and they had these two embryo in the womb. But then we can go to the, you know, so what we need to do, somebody have that so much passion, you know, so much passion that they can't control. So in the verse 25 in Bhagavad Gita 258, and there's a verse, is anybody can get this verse out in the thing to recite, please? Verse, the Bhagavad Gita 258. Has anybody got that? Yeah. Can you do the, you know, the purport and the you know, the breaking of the purport? Yeah. Please, yeah.
To his plan. Most people, however, are servants of the senses and are thus directed by the dictation of the senses. That is the answer to the question as to how the yogi is situated. The senses are compared to venomous serpents. They want to act very loosely and without restriction. The yogi or the devotee must be very strong to control the serpents, like a snake charmer. He never allows them to act independently. There are many injunctions in the revealed scriptures. Some of them are do-nots and some of them are do's. Unless one is able to follow the do's and the don'ts. 258.
Sorry, it's 258, yeah. 258.
It is,
yeah.
258.
Yeah. 258, yeah.
Yes, Mataji. So, similarly, the senses of the Krishna-conscious persons are used only for some particular purpose in the service of the Lord and are withdrawn otherwise. Arjuna is being taught here to use the senses for the service of the Lord instead of for his own satisfaction. Keeping the senses always in the service of the Lord is the example set by the analogy of the tortoise who keeps the senses within. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So we can see that how one can sort of control the senses while giving the, you know, the example of a tortoise. So that's what we need to do. But for, to do that, it's not an easy task. You know, so we have to, only the Krishna conscious, what Srila Prabhupada has given us. I mean, we were not Krishna conscious before. I came from a family, they were following something else, but it's not so strict. But, you know, Srila Prabhupada gives four principles. No eating meat, fish, egg, no intoxication, no illicit sex. All these can control our senses. This is what a wonderful gift Srila Prabhupada has given. That's why, because our, you know, the gross senses purified, our subtle senses will not be purified. So that way Srila Prabhupada has given us such a wonderful, you know, such a wonderful instruction to us. Due to that, and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day, it's 16 round. It takes long time, because when you come, you can't chant 16 round every day, 16, you know, when we first came, it was a struggle. But again, doing this over and over and over again, we have, you know, we have managed somehow, and still we need to be very fixed. And then eventually on the day of the initiation, you take all the vows, so we have to follow the vows. So Srila Prabhupada has created such a wonderful, you know, the whole ISKCON society is such a wonderful, wonderful kind of a, you know, institution. That's why we can practice, everybody can practice this. And then without practicing it, we can't be connected to, you know, the spiritual aspect of Krishna. You know, it's Krishna is Supreme Personality, Godhead. And this is not outside. And we go, that's why we go for book distribution, we go for Harinam. We want to give that knowledge to the everybody, you know, everybody in the world. And we are trying our best. We're doing our book distribution, you know. And it's a wonderful service we have. We have to carry on giving. And you know, this is the way we can progress. And if anybody got, I know, because I want to ask any questions or anything you want to raise or any realization. Also here, also I kind of, because of my first kind of a class, I'm very, very nervous. I know all very, you're all very knowledgeable, but here also at the end I see Prahlad Maharaj was so little. Prahlad Maharaj was so little when he was he came from his, you know, he came to, because his father is Hiranyakashipu there. And he didn't want Prahlad. He wanted Prahlad to be a kind of a demon the way he is. He wanted him to enjoy the material world. But Prahlad, because he was taught from the womb by Narad Muni, so he was completely purified, you know. So he was teaching his students behind everybody's back, because he knew the father is a demon. He would not like anybody to learn all this knowledge. So Prahlad was, you know, teaching and do this, you know, nine process of devotional service. And so Shravanam, Kirtanam, Bandhanam, Sparanam, Atma, and then eventually Atmanivedanam. So if everybody like Srila Prabhupada, all the principles Srila Prabhupada has taught us. And this is the way, you know, Prahlad Maharaj also has given this. And this is all I can say. If anybody has got any other kind of an input, you can share. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So you said, like, Prabhupada created these rules that help to prevent overstimulation of the senses. Like, but you said, like, no egg, for example. But what?
Why is egg not egg stimulating, but no sugar and sweets is not stimulating?
Egg is a protein. Protein is has got more power to cover your consciousness, but sugar is a plant product. So that's why, you know, in ISKCON we eat, we are vegetarian, We don't eat, not only vegetarian, we offer all the vegetarian food to Krishna, and that becomes purified. But egg, you cannot offer to Krishna. Whatever you cannot offer to Krishna, we should not take it. We should not receive it. So that's why. That's why. That's the reason. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody here? Any other suggestion? Yes.
Circumstances of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha's birth. My question is, so we see the inauspicious things that happen, catastrophes happening in this world. That is due to the birth of demoniac entities taking birth on the planet, or?
Yeah, that's why, because the time and the way the passion came at the wrong time of the day, and Keshava Muni did say this, but at that time only the demoniac people, at that time, time wasn't right to conceive anything auspicious. So that's why the demon, it is supreme arrangement, because Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakasha, they had to come. But they had to come in a circumstances where these full rules are not regulated. And because Kashyapa Muni, being such a wonderful, he's also children of the demigods also. But Diti and Aditi, Diti is kind of a Daita's mother, and Aditi is the demigod's mother. So it happened because she didn't follow the rules what was told her, that was asked not to do. So that's why it happened. So if we keep on indulging ourselves with all kinds of food which is not offered to Krishna, which is not purified, our consciousness will change. It's everything to do with the consciousness. The consciousness has to be pure. That's why we follow four degree principle, we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we come to the temple, we take association with the devotee. So that's how our consciousness gets purified. And that's why, that's why they follow, and that's why Srila Prabhupada has given us this. And we need to carry on.
Demons taking birth at present, in present day.
Yes, but that these demons are not like Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, because they are in this place. Actually, they are devotee of Krishna, because they have committed some offense. And Krishna wants to fight, and who can he fight with? He can fight only with his devotee. So that's why he said, "You will come back after three births." So they would be fighting in a different body with Krishna, and eventually they will come back to the spiritual world. Yeah? Is that answer your question? Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Madhji. You're talking about this verse, Bhagavad Gita 2.58. So in this, Krishna is recommending Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki. Krishna is recommending that, Prabhupada is recommending, we should withdraw our senses just like a tortoise does it. But the question is, when there's a sense object in front of us, there's an alluring circumstance, at that time, we don't feel like withdrawing our senses. We feel like enjoying. Mm. The mind also wants to enjoy, the senses also want to enjoy. Mm. Then we end up giving in to that temptation, and then later we regret. I wish I had withdrawn my senses. But next time that situation happens, let's say some Instagram reel comes in front of us, again we give in, then again we lament. So how to come out of this vicious cycle?
Thank you very much for your question. I think that's what happened when we are not, the thief, there's knowledge in I think in the Nectar of Instruction is given that the thief, when they when they go and steal some, they know that they've learned from the law that this is not good for stealing. But because their senses are not controlled, so they go and steal and get into the prison. And then they come out, and then they do it again. So this way will have happened because they've not been purified inside. The subtle body got to be inside, you know, purified. Subtle body get purified only through the process of devotional service. Because you're serving your senses with full, with all mind and body and senses to Krishna, so that when then you're intelligent, your senses get purified, your intelligence gets sharpened, that's the way that you can come out. So that temptation will not be there. Does that answer your question? Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Hare Bol. It's 8:20, so we still have a few more minutes. And please forgive me, because this is my first time and I'm quiet, you know. Oh, my God. I didn't know. The Prabhuji asked me for such a long time, Mataji, please give dukkha. I said, look, I'm not ready, I can't. Though I am practicing Krishna consciousness, but it's not easy to give a class, you know, in front of everybody. Everybody's going to engulf me, you know. But it's not like that. It's just the fear. I think more I surrender. Yesterday, I even wrote to my Guru Maharaj, you know. I wrote to Guru Maharaj, I'm trying to give class in Srimad Bhagavatam. My Guru Maharaj is Sivaram Swami. And straight away, as soon as I finished writing, he answered, he will give a good class. So I don't know whether it's a good class or whatever. If somebody has been benefited even a little bit, maybe it's a good class, by according to my Guru Maharaj.
What you have to understand that is there, that you must read the purport. You must convey as best you can, because it's Prabhupada, and that's the most important thing. Mm. You know, whatever personal realizations you have, and you have a lot of personal realization. Yeah, no, through your help with the Sangha and everything, and you're a cook, you know, you have many, many talents, and you have such experience, and you're here, I think it's a very special situation that you've been put in, and as Mother Klangana says, just read the purport, just say, repeat what
Thank you, Prajana Prabhu. Yeah, Prajana Prabhu is so knowledgeable. He's been serving for so many years, and we used to ask him to, you know, to lead our sangha. We have a sangha. Prajana Prabhu used to be online because he couldn't come to our house, so we used to get all the knowledge from Prajana Prabhu. So Prajana Prabhu, thank you very much for your encouragement. So, you know, I'm very grateful. Thank you so much. Anybody has got any other thing, advice, or, you know?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Mataji, just wanted to ask a question, a point you made about practicing Krishna consciousness, if that's okay. Maybe you could speak a little bit about the key to sustainable Krishna consciousness. You said you've been practicing for a while. So for those of us that are maybe quite new or, you know, are still under the 10, 15-year mark, what's the key to staying in Krishna consciousness?
I think the association is very important. Association definitely important, because though you are, maybe you're not eating all these, you know, all non-veg and offering to Krishna, but association is most important. That's why we come here. Without devotees association, you may think, oh, I could do this. Though you may be advancing, but if you're not associating, that can have a fall. So this is what my understanding is. Yes. Is that okay? Thank you very much. So we got 10 minutes? Yeah. If anybody got any realization.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Yes.
Thank you, Mataji, for a wonderful class. I like the point when you said, in starting we struggle with her chanting, but then by time it gets easy, we get used to. Like hearing this from maybe if I say this, then maybe like devotees are not that impacted. But if someone like you is experienced, well experienced, and if they say it, so that gives a big hope. Like.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. I think it's with the experience, what is mean, if you're practicing, and the person who is practicing for a long time, and they will have the experience, then what a wonderful thing. Why can't I give it to the other person? You know, that little interaction, my two neighbors, I've been living with them nearly over 50 years, because the day I came to my house, my next door neighbor was there, and she said, I'm your next door neighbor. Whenever you need me, I'm there. And she never forget that. Whenever I need anything, and she's there. And then slowly, slowly, I was trying to, you know, get her into Krishna consciousness, read Bhagavad Gita. She used to come to my house. We used to discuss Bhagavad Gita. And then at the beginning, she was taking it very nicely. And then maybe by family members, she said, no, you're not practicing that. Maybe then the family. But now, she has come. I feel so blissful that, you know, she's every time she's speaking to me, Hare Krishna. She's originally Greek. She's Greek, but they're very fixed in their own way. But and she's chanting. In the Christmas time, I gave her a chanting bead and everything, and she said, "I'm chanting," and I feel, oh my God. And then I mentioned to her, because she got a lot of flowers in her garden, and she will bring bunches of flowers. This is for Krishna. Can you imagine? I couldn't believe that whenever she's writing to me, she's saying, Hare Krishna, good morning, you know? And I feel, my God, Krishna is so merciful, so merciful. I think when Prajana Prabhu sometimes came to our house, she also used to come. And she says, Hare Krishna. You know, and she all the time now saying, Krishna, 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 Krishna. So how is purifying? Krishna has a wonderful way of giving his knowledge to everybody we want to see. I mean, when I first came, I didn't know anything. You know, but the first time, the first devotee who came to teach us Krishna consciousness that person has passed away now. He's not very old. He's in a middle age. He passed. But he's the one, he said, Mataji. Because we used to, as a Bengali, we are not very good in vegetable way, you know. So he said, Mataji, I know you're getting very sincere. I can see you have to give up all this, you know, habit. I straight away gave up. Because Krishna knew that, you know, what I need. So I stayed away and then said, start going to the temple. Then I come to the temple. Every day, nearly every day, I would come to the temple. Then I meet devotee. I said, you've been coming, Mataji, you've been coming regularly. Would you like to be a patron? I said, yes, yes. I didn't say no to anything. You know, that anything can advance, help me to advance Krishna consciousness, I would happily do that, and Krishna has. You know, I have my spiritual master now. I feel so grateful, and all the wonderful devotee society, I'm so grateful. And everything is Krishna's arrangement, because Krishna sees you. Krishna says, if you put one step forward, you will come 10 steps. So this is the way you need to help each other and help ourselves.
Name actually, but she was deaf, wasn't she? And but she used to come along.
Devakanna?
Yeah. What was her name?
Devakanna Mataji.
Yeah. And she was an amazing person. Even though she couldn't hear properly, she just used to come all the time. And then she used to do the Japa garden as well, I remember.
Mm.
And and eventually she went to, I think, Mumbai. And that's where she passed away. Mm.
Yeah.
And so she was an incredible person. But even though she couldn't hear the class, she was just there to be amongst devotees. Mm. That was her whole life.
She used to do garlands for Krishna.
Yeah,
she used to garden every Saturday. Yeah. She used to make garlands.
Yeah, she was an amazing person.
She was.
Yeah.
She was in her late 80s. She was in her late 80s.
Yeah, and she passed away in the Dham. It's
very
so,
sad.
You know, she's very fortunate. Mm. You know, I remember that.
Thank you, Chaitanya. Yes, we remember her. I used to give her some lips many times because she would listen to Bhagavatam. She would do everything what helped her to progress in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful devotee. We all know her. Yeah, Devakanna. Devakanna Mataji. Yeah. Thank you. So please forgive me any offense. Thank you. Panchakalpataru Vasya Kipa Shindhu Vaya Vaya Paditanang Pana Vipo Vaishnava Vipo Namo Anantakoti Vasya. Thank you very much, Indy. Hare Krishna.